The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Exodus Volume 3, Week 15, Day 3, Morning Nourishment, Psalms 119 verses 105 and 130. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The opening of your words give light, imparting understanding to the simple. 2 Peter 1:19, and we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. We praise the Lord that the word spoken by God has been written and printed. Although the Bible is so available, whether or not we receive blessing from it depends on our condition. If our heart is proper when we come to the Word, we shall enter into the realm of light. God is light, and this light is consolidated in the Word. This means that the Word of God is the embodiment of God as the divine light. Today's reading. Whenever we come to the Word, we come to the light, because the Word is the embodiment of God, and God is light. When you stand under the light of the sun, you do not need to receive light, for you are already in the light. Likewise, when we come to the Word with a proper attitude, we have the sense that we are in the light and under the light, and are not merely receiving light. Then, the whole Bible in our experience becomes a book of light. No matter where we may be in our reading, we sense that the Bible is a shining light. As the embodiment of God, the unique light, the Word of God is a shining light. This light is actually God Himself in the Word. Because the Word is the condensation of the divine light, we enter into an atmosphere of light whenever we come to the Word. This is like entering into a lighted room. When we are in a lighted room, we do not simply receive light, but we are in a realm of light. Psalm 119:130 indicates that the Word has an opening. This means that the Bible has an entrance, a gate. According to my experience, the bar to this gate is not on the inside, but on the outside. It is on our side of the gate. This means that if the gate is closed, we are the ones who have closed it. In verse 105, the psalmist says a practical word about light. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This is not a matter of doctrine or teaching, but of experience in the daily life of the psalmist. Step after step in his daily life, the Word was his light. Psalm 19:8b says, "The commandment of Jehovah is clear, enlightening the eyes." This verse indicates that God's living Word enlightens our eyes. If we do not sense that we are in the light when we come to the Word, this is a sign that our condition is not right. It is not adequate simply to pray that the Lord will give us light. We need to humble ourselves, have a thorough dealing with the Lord, and ask Him to have mercy on us. In 2 Peter 1:19, Peter likened the word of prophecy in the scripture to a lamp shining in a dark place. This indicates that this age is a dark place in the dark night, and all the people of this world are moving and acting in darkness. And the prophetic word of the scripture, as the shining lamp to the believers, conveys spiritual light that shines in their darkness, not merely knowledge and letters for their mental apprehension, guiding them to enter into a bright day, even to pass through the dark night until the day of the Lord's appearing dawns. Before the Lord as the sunlight appears, We need this word as light to shine over our footsteps. Light is the source of truth, and truth is the shining of light. If we know only doctrine and lack the truth, we do not have light. Once doctrine becomes truth to us, light shines within us, and we have light. To know the Lord's recovery and truth implies both doctrine and light. For the doctrines in the Bible convey truth, and truth is the shining of God as the divine light.